This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. The madness never seems to end with our Democratic legislators in Salem. I've often commented that while we debate one harebrained proposal after another, it seems that these people can never quit, and they just keep pushing the envelope toward making Oregon a mockery around the United States. Case in point, this week it's the Oregon Right to Rest proposal. I know it sounds like something that the MyPillow guy would come up with, but no, it's just another liberal idea that will continue the downfall of our state. The Oregon Right to Rest proposal starts out by considering tents or blue tarps or appliance boxes as homes, and as such, the occupants are to be afforded protection that you would enjoy in your own home. Now, I think we can all agree that the homeless have certain possessions, and if legal, they should be protected for them. There's not a problem there. And the rest of it, well, it doesn't sound too bad until you read further in the proposed bill. Under this proposal, the tents or blue tarps or appliance boxes can be placed anywhere in public spaces. That means the sidewalk in front of your home or business, or on the playground where your kids play, or on the lawn of a public library, or basically anywhere that's considered a public space. Can you imagine the lawns that surround the Klamath County Government Center downtown, crowded from one end to the other with homeless tents, tarps, and appliance boxes? Well, not a very pretty thought, is it? But it gets even better. If the homeless individual feels they have been harassed, they can then sue whomever harassed them for $1,000. What is harassment? Well, that's anyone's guess. And it could simply be that asking them to vacate the sidewalk in front of your house or business, or asking them not to erect a tent next to the swing set in your local park, I don't know, perhaps even looking at them sideways could be construed as harassment. If this were to become law, well, I'm sure there'd be an army of lawyers prepared to specialize in these $1,000 lawsuits for a cut of the revenue, of course. The proponents of this legislation want it stated that it's a right to be homeless. Really? My question is this. Why should I pay taxes that are used to create public spaces like parks and sidewalks and libraries, etc., if the homeless can simply move onto these properties and live as they see fit for absolutely no charge and pay no taxes? Plus, don't forget the amount of trash and, well, excrement that you usually see outside of these so-called homes on public spaces. That would be a pretty sight, wouldn't it? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.